Hi, I'm Harriet Thomas. Welcome to There's a Walk for That. I'm not a doctor or a fitness expert, just someone who discovered a simple daily habit that transformed my health and my happiness. From easing stress to boosting your energy, there really is a walk for that. Each week, I explore the power of walking and share simple tips to help you make it part of your day. And I bring you our trail mix, three songs chosen by my guests to reflect their life and their passions. I've got something special for you too. My book, Walk Yourself Wonderful, is launching soon. If you're interested in discovering a powerful daily practice that works in harmony with your body's natural design to help you go from frazzled and fatigued to fit and full of joy, then find me on Facebook or Instagram at Feel Good Walk. Just DM me the word joy to join the waiting list and get the book before its official release at half price. So let's get on with the show. Welcome to this week's episode of There's a Walk for That, recorded here in my garden in London on a beautiful spring late afternoon. Over the last couple of weeks, I've been sharing some of the stories from my upcoming book, Walk Yourself Wonderful. It's part memoir, part nature journal, part self-discovery, and it follows what happened when I committed to walking every single day for 365 days. 2 weeks ago, I shared the moment that changed everything for me, that 4 a.m. wake-up call when a bout of sciatica had me literally crawling on the floor. That was the moment I started walking every single day, and I took you on a guided reset walk, showing you just how powerful a simple walk can be when you slow down and really tune in. Last week, I continued that journey with you, and something unexpected had already started happening. I had begun to realise that I could use walking as a form of medicine. Now that might sound strange, but I found myself instinctively adjusting my walks depending on what I needed. Not just going for a walk, but choosing the right kind of walk, or perhaps more accurately, tailoring my walks. As Søren Kierkegaard said, above all, do not lose your desire to walk. Every day I walk myself into a state of well-being and walk away from every illness. And that really captures what I was starting to experience. If you haven't heard those episodes, you can catch up on the UK Health Radio website and hear how walking helped ease my back pain and my overwhelm. But today we're going to take the journey a step further. Because I was chatting to a friend recently and she said something that really stuck with me. She said, Harriet, I'd love to walk more like you do, but I just don't know how to plan my walks. And I realised that's a problem, because walking has given me back things that I genuinely thought I'd lost forever. My fitness, my waistline, and a sense of peace of mind that I didn't even know was possible. That's why I feel so passionate about this, about inspiring more people to walk. So if somebody isn't walking, not because they don't want to, but more because they're not sure how to plan a route or where to go, or how to make it interesting, then that's something we need to change. For me, the magic of walking really happens when you do it every day. And as James Clear says in Atomic Habits, success is the product of daily habits, not once-in-a-lifetime transformations. So if you want the transformation that walking can bring, physically, mentally, and emotionally, it comes from those small, consistent steps every single day. It sounds so simple, but it's the consistency, that's the part most of us struggle with. So in today's show, we're going to explore how, with a little bit of planning and a few mindset shifts, you can turn every walk into something you actually look forward to. Because this is where the explorer walk begins. And if you're someone who saves adventure for your annual holiday, you're going to love this, because what I've discovered is that every walk can become a mini adventure. Thank you.
which way the wind blows when this day is done. Set your intentions, dream with care. Tomorrow's a new day for everyone. A brand new moon and brand new sun. Of the birds, the direction of love. Breathe, breathe in the air. Cherish this moment, cherish this breath. Tomorrow's a new day for everyone. Brand new moon, brand new sun. When you feel life coming down on you like a heavy weight, when you feel this crazy society adding to the strain, take a stroll to the nearest water's edge. Remember your place. Many moons have risen and fallen long, long before you came. So which way is the wind blowing? And what does your heart say?
That was Follow the Sun by Xavier Rudd, here on UK Health Radio. You're listening to There's a Walk for That with me, Harriet Thomas, and today we're talking about how to plan your walks. Because when it comes to making walking a daily habit, there are really two things to think about, the when and the where. So let's start with the when. Now, I know there will be many of you who are listening and are thinking, I just can't walk every day. I don't have the time. And I completely get it. Life is very, very busy. But here's the thing. You don't have to do all your walking in one go. Let's take a simple example. Say your goal is 10,000 steps a day. Now, that might be too much or too little, depending on your current fitness level. But it's a nice round number to work with. So 10,000 steps is roughly 5 miles. At an average walking pace of about 3 miles an hour, that's around an hour and 20 minutes of walking. And at that point, you might be thinking, well, that is not happening. I cannot find an extra 1 hour and 20 minutes in my day. But what if you didn't have to find a single block? What if you broke it up? Could you find perhaps 20 minutes in the morning, perhaps part of your commute to work, 20 minutes at lunchtime, 20 minutes on the way home, and maybe another 20 minutes in the evening? Suddenly, it feels much more doable. And actually, this way of walking, these shorter, more frequent walks, is incredibly powerful, especially if, like me, you spend a lot of your day sitting at a desk. Because instead of one long period of movement, you're giving your body regular movement breaks throughout the day. And what that means is you're protecting your spine, you're increasing the flow of oxygen to your brain, which boosts focus and clarity throughout the day, and you're helping to reduce the build-up of stress that naturally comes with a busy workload. I like to think of it as a kind of pressure valve. Each walk releases a little bit of the physical and mental tension that builds up during the day so that you don't carry it all with you. And the result? You move through your day feeling calmer, clearer, and more in control. After the break, we're going to look at the where, how to plan your routes so that your walks feel less like a chore and more like something you actually look forward to, including how a simple change on Google Maps completely transformed one of my daily walks. So stay tuned.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. You're listening to There's a Walk for That with me, Harriet Thomas. And I'm sitting here in my garden in London on a lovely late afternoon. The parakeets are flying above my head and the breeze is rustling through the plum trees that are on the border of my garden. And I just find when I'm talking about walking that being outside is the absolute best place to be. It's the right place to be when you're talking about walking, I reckon. So I hope you enjoy these background sounds and it encourages you to get out there too. So today we're talking about how to plan your walk so they actually fit into your life and become something you look forward to. Before the break, we looked at the when, how you can break your walk into smaller, manageable chunks throughout the day so it doesn't feel so overwhelming or unrealistic. So now we're going to move on to the where. Because this is where things really start to get interesting. This is where your daily walk stops feeling like something you have to do and starts to feel like something you want to do. So let's think about that where. This part takes a combination of a little bit of planning and a little bit of curiosity. For me, it started very simply. I know that if I walk once around the park opposite my house, I'll clock up about 2,100 steps. So on a busy day, working from home, I already know what that looks like. Two loops after breakfast, two at lunchtime, and one when I switch my computer off. That's my 10,000 steps, done and dusted. It's built into my day. It's not something I have to think about. It's a non-negotiable part of my routine. And that's the key. When you know your routes, walking becomes easy. But here's where it gets even more interesting. For a long time, when I needed to go to my local train station, I would either drive, or if I walked, I'd follow the same route I drove. And that was along a big, busy main road. It was noisy, polluted, and stressful. So yes, I was getting my exercise, but it certainly wasn't calming, and it certainly wasn't fun, and it certainly wasn't something I particularly looked forward to. It was only when I took a bit of time to look properly at Google Maps that I realised there was another route running pretty much parallel to that big main road. So I decided to explore, and what I found completely changed the experience. Instead of traffic and noise, there were quiet side streets lined with cherry trees that I never knew were there. There was bird song. There was even some beautiful street art that I'd never seen before. It felt like a completely different world. And yet it had been there all along. And this is what I want to invite you to do. If you're serious about making walking a daily habit, start by looking at your current schedule. Where can you layer walking into what you already do? This is what James Clear calls habit stacking, linking a new habit to something that already exists in your day, so it becomes easier to stick to. Once you've identified your time slots, then look at the where. Explore your local area. You can do that on Google Maps. Look for parks, canals, green spaces, or alternative streets that take you away from the busy traffic roads and into quieter lanes. I can almost guarantee that you'll discover something you didn't know was there. A new path, a hidden street, a little cafe, a pocket of nature. When I started doing this properly, I realised there was a park just 10 minutes from my house that I had walked past countless times without ever even noticing it. And that's the shift. When you start walking, you start noticing, you start seeing. And when you start seeing, every walk becomes an opportunity to explore.
Let me be.
That was Orinoco Flow by Enya here on UK Health Radio. You're listening to There's a Walk for That with me, Harriet Thomas, recorded here in my garden in South London with the parakeets and a few robins and wrens and blackbirds, all the lovely songbirds that we have here in the UK. So this week we're talking about how to plan your walks so they become something you genuinely enjoy and stick with. So far, we've looked at how you can habit stack walking into your daily schedule and how using tools like Google Maps can help you find parks and new routes that bring a sense of variety and even adventure to your everyday walks. But here's what I found. As I walked every day, my fitness began to grow, almost without me noticing it at first. In the beginning, a 45-minute walk felt like a stretch, but after a few weeks, I realised that my body just wanted to go further. And at the same time, something else was happening. Even on the same route, day after day, I was noticing new things. A squirrel darting across the path, the sound of rain falling on the leaves like waves on a shoreline, the way the sunlight filtered through railings, casting patterns onto the ground. The more I walked, the more I saw. And the more I saw, the more I wanted to explore. So the question becomes, as your fitness grows, how do you begin to plan longer walks? So the first thing I'd say is keep it gradual. So if your 45-minute walk is starting to feel easy, don't suddenly jump to a six-hour hike. That is a fast track to injury, and more importantly, it's probably not going to be very enjoyable. Small, steady increases are what build both fitness and consistency. So how do you plan that longer walk? My top tip is this: plan it in the same way you would plan a holiday. Start by using Google or even AI to search for walks near where you live. You might type in something like 1 hour walk near me or scenic walking routes nearby and see what comes up. But don't stop there, because while these tools are helpful, they're not always accurate when it comes to walking routes and timings. So this is where an app like AllTrails comes in really, really handy. Unlike Google Maps, which doesn't always show dedicated walking trails, especially outside urban areas, AllTrails is designed specifically for this. It has a huge global database of curated walking routes, including many you simply wouldn't find otherwise. Even on the free version, you can follow your route live on the map with a blue dot that shows exactly where you are and which direction you're heading in. And that in itself can give you a huge amount of confidence, especially if you're exploring somewhere new and you're new to the game of hiking. So yes, there's a little bit of preparation involved, but once you start browsing what's available in your area, it's really quite exciting. You begin to realise just how many walks are out there waiting to be discovered. And if you're new to longer walks, just take it step by step. Start small, build gradually, and if you're heading somewhere more remote, it's always best to go with someone more experienced. But it won't be long before you notice something else growing alongside your fitness, and that is your confidence. Because every time you step out and explore somewhere new, you are proving to yourself that you can do it. And that's really what the Explorer Walk is all about. After the break, we'll look at what to take with you so that you feel prepared, comfortable, and ready to enjoy your longer walks.
The station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. You're listening to There's a Walk for That with me, Harriet Thomas. And today we're talking about how to plan your walks so they become something you genuinely enjoy and something you stick with. Before the break, we looked at how your fitness naturally grows as you walk more and how to start planning longer, more adventurous routes without overwhelming yourself. So now let's get practical. What do you actually need to take with you? Now, I'm not going to go all technical on you and tell you that you need loads of expensive gear. This really isn't complicated, and it certainly doesn't need to be expensive. But there are a few basics that will make your walks much more comfortable and enjoyable. So here are five simple things to consider: the weather, navigation, communication, food and water, and clothing. So let's start with clothing, and bear in mind that these are my views. You may end up hiking loads and developing something that is just right for you, but this is what I have found. So for me, jeans are generally not a great idea. They get really hot when it's warm, and if they get wet, they take ages to dry and can leave you feeling cold and uncomfortable. Shorts also aren't always a great idea, especially if you're walking through overgrown paths where your legs can get scratched or stung, or in areas where there are biting insects. In the UK, you have to be really, really careful of ticks now, so I always wear long trousers. Personally, I tend to wear walking trousers. They're lightweight, they're quick drying, and have useful pockets so your phone or essentials are easy to access. But yes, they definitely can be expensive, so here's a little tip. I often find great walking trousers in charity shops for just a few pounds. Otherwise, leggings work pretty well, or any loose lightweight trousers will work perfectly fine. For tops, I tend to avoid cotton because it doesn't wick moisture away from the body and you can end up sweaty and then feel cold as it dries. So just a simple sports top is a much better option. And again, you can easily find these secondhand. If it's cooler, just layer up. A hoodie or fleece works well. But do remember, once you've been walking for 15 to 20 minutes, your body will definitely warm up quite quickly. So don't overdress. And that warmth, by the way, that is you burning energy. i.e. calories. When it comes to footwear, comfort is key. You don't need anything fancy, but you do want shoes that feel good over longer distances. And socks matter more than you might think. Proper socks, rather than little trainer liners. They will just tend to slip down and cause rubbing and blisters. So get yourself some hiking socks. And of course, the all-important rucksack. Just make sure it's comfortable. Even on a short walk, I like one with a hip belt so that the weight sits on my hips rather than on my shoulders. It just makes a big difference over time. But listen, I know that you have been dressing yourselves for very many years, so I'm pretty sure that you can work this all out for yourselves. So next, the weather. Always check it before you go. If rain is likely, take a waterproof jacket or a poncho. And this program grows out all over the world, so I won't try to cover every possible weather condition. But the key message is simple. Check the weather forecast on the day and plan accordingly. Food and water are really essential, even if you're just going for an hour or an hour and a half. Take more than you think you'll need, just in case. For example, on a 5-mile walk, I'll typically take at least a litre of water, and more if it's hot. And simple options like protein bars or liquid meals, for me, they are really great because they're easy to carry, they give me quick energy, and I can buy them from the supermarket. They're just a bit of a no-brainer. And of course, you can take your sandwiches and have a little picnic and really enjoy yourself. But the last thing you want is to feel dehydrated or run out of fuel halfway through your walk. So yeah, just take a little extra. Then there's the navigation and communication, which is maybe even the most important part. Just make sure your phone is fully charged before you set off, and ideally take a battery pack with you. Even on a short walk, it's just a great habit to get into. Your phone is likely your map, your safety net, and your way of contacting someone if needed. So don't let it run out of power. But don't overthink all of this. Have you got your route planned on your app? Have you checked the weather? Is your phone and your battery pack fully charged? Have you got your water bottle and your food snacks? That's really what matters. Because those shorter walks that you start with, they're your training ground. That's where you'll figure out for yourself what works for you, what you need, and what you enjoy. And from there, everything becomes easier. And you're out there having your own personal adventure.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess. So I said quietly, agreed politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. I let you push me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything. You held me down, but I got up already
was Raw by Katy Perry, here on UK Health Radio. You're listening to There's a Walk for That with me, Harriet Thomas, and today we've been exploring how to plan your walks so that they become something you can actually enjoy and something you can stick to. We've looked at the when and how you can build walking into your day in manageable chunks, even if that's just 20 minutes at a time. And we've looked at the where, how a little bit of planning using tools like Google Maps or apps like All Trails can completely transform your experience and turn an ordinary walk into something much more enjoyable and even adventurous. And we've looked at how, as your fitness grows, so can your sense of adventure and exploration, helping you gradually explore further and discover more. But if there's one thing I'd love you to take away from today, it's this. Give yourself permission to slow down. Those short walks during the day, they're not a luxury, they are an essential. They're the moments that reset your body, clear your mind, and help you handle everything else in your life with more calm and clarity. English historian G.M. Trevelyan said, "I have two doctors, my left leg and my right." And I love that because it reminds us that something so simple as walking can be so incredibly powerful. So treat your walks like appointments. Just as you wouldn't skip an important meeting, don't skip your walk. Keep that commitment to yourself. Because over the days and the weeks, those small, consistent steps really do add up. You'll start to notice the changes, not just in your physical health, but in your mental and emotional well-being too. And don't leave exploration and adventure for your annual holiday. It can be part of your everyday life. Even your walk to work can become something beautiful when you take a little time to find the right route. Yes, it is a small investment of time to discover those parks, those quieter streets, those hidden paths. But this is your life we're talking about. Don't you deserve a little bit of joy and adventure every single day? If you'd like a bit more support with this, you can follow me on social media at Feel Good Walk. And I also have a free Walk Every Day WhatsApp group. You'll find the link on my social media that if you'd like some extra motivation and accountability to help you stay consistent. Next week, we'll be exploring another way to use walking as a tool to support your well-being. Until then, happy walking.